You're watching Pure Home. Today we're talking about surrogacy. With me here in the studio is Ms. Shima Behnamanesh, legal advisor to Ruyan Research Institute. Thanks for being with us, Ms. Behnamanesh, today. We talked about the arguments against commercial surrogacy. Now let's go to the other side of the coin and talk about the arguments supporting commercial surrogacy.
Yeah. There are some philosophers and thinkers that are supporters of commercial surrogacy, and among them, most of them is liberal feminist, that they think that commercial surrogacy can help the women to experience a lost part of their femininity, and they can be mother by this method. In this regard, they have resorted to some fundamental concepts such as reproductive autonomy and the right to reproductive freedom. In reproductive autonomy, they think that surrogate as a woman has a reproductive autonomy to participate in this medical treatment because she is a moral agent. It means that she is a person who by virtue of having rationality has the right to decide about all the aspects of her life, such as reproduction. So along with taking decision, she is more she is mature enough to take the responsibility. So surrogate as a moral agent has reproductive autonomy to participate in this medical treatment. And about the second argument, they believe that surrogate has their right to reproductive freedom. It means that everybody has the right to use reproductive system same as other biological systems. So the surrogate tries to participate in this treatment and give service to intended parent. So she is right to use her right for using her reproductive system. By and large, we can say that supporters of commercial surrogacy believe that it must be applied for the infertile couple, and the surrogate is completely allowed to be paid money. But there is some limitation for this purpose. Mm-hmm. For example, it must be a medical justification for using the commercial surrogacy. For example, when the intended mother is completely healthy and she is able to carry the child, so there is no necessity for using a woman as a surrogate for carrying your children. So they believe that commercial surrogacy is acceptable, but based on some conditions like as medical justification for using another's woman body.
Okay, that's good to know. And since you are a legal advisor, maybe I can ask you if there is a contract between the surrogate mother and the intending parents, as you say.
You know, there is conventional in medical treatments that all that informed consent must be taken by the hospitals and clinics, and the surrogacy is not excluded from this general rule. But it is important to note that informed consent cannot merely covered all the aspects of surrogacy. And since it can cover the medical relationships between doctors and parties who are involved in surrogacy, but surrogacy naturally is a contractual relationship. There are two bodies with different rights and duties. And so there are many areas of potential conflicts that can arise during the pregnancy and during the surrogacy. So making a fair contract that can make balance between the mutual demands of parties could be very helpful. Yeah, and every institute should has its written sample of the contract, and we have it in Royan Institute. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you so much for coming to Pure Home, Ms. Behnam Manesh, today.
Welcome.
And covering the issues regarding surrogacy. It was a pleasure to have you with us
thank
today.
You.
And thank you for being with us today. And okay. Oh, yes. It seems that we have more time. Good to know. And we can watch a clip. Is that right, Mr. Nurai?
Exactly. Actually, I've picked a really wonderful clip for this part of the show. It's the singer is a really famous pop artist of Iranian genres, Mr. Ali Reza Attar. And of course, the poetry is from the Rumi. I hope you will love it.
سرمستی با ساغر شاهانه ای لولی بربط زن تو مستری یا من ای پیش چو تو مستی افسون من افسانه از خانه برون رفتم مستیم به پیش آمد در هر نظرش مزمن صد گلشن و کاشانه چون کشتی بی لنگر کج می شدم.
I hope you enjoyed that clip. It's good that we have time to ask one last question, Ms. Behnam Manesh, and that would be about the legal concerns about surrogacy. Let's talk about Iran, for instance.
Yeah. Generally, we can say that surrogacy has been legally accepted in our country. And based on Article 10 of Civil Code of Islamic Republic of Iran, all the private contracts between those who have signed them would be compulsory, providing they are not contrary to the explicit provision of a law. So according to this article, we can say, according to this article, that conveys a principle named as freedom of contract, we can conclude that surrogacy is legal and can be enforceable in the frame of contract. About surrogacy, unfortunately, we don't have a I don't know, we don't have a code that designated to this topic directly. But for this reason, the side effect of surrogacy has been neglected by the our legal system. For example, as you know, it is common in birth certificate the names of a woman who gives the birth, yes, gives birth, will be inserted as a mother. But this process cannot be used in the surrogacy, because in the surrogacy, the surrogate is not supposed to be seen as a mother. And so on this regard, when the intended family goes to register office, it avoids to give ID to intended family. Okay. Since according to our laws, a woman who gives birth is a real mother. In
okay.
other words, birth mother is a real mother. So there is no legal justification for a intended mother that is a social mother to be seen as a mother in our legal system. It is a problem for intending families and especially surrogates. And if we don't try to solve this, it would lead to more problems that even we cannot imagine about it. Yeah.
Thank you so much. This time we have truly reached the end of the program. Another goodbye to you, Ms. Behnam Manesh. Thanks
Thank
for
you.
Being with us. Hope you enjoyed our topic, our discussion today on surrogacy. And goodbye from me, Mr. Nurai.
See you next week. Have a really wonderful week.